this is my fault, fellas. Last year, when they finished the season against Baltimore, coming into the offseason as well, there was, I think, great confidence in Houston that C.J. Stroud was the dude.
The arrow's pointed up.
You know, like, hey, you look at it, you got to have a quarterback to really win big in this league, and it's hard if you don't. And at that point, I think everybody in the organization, all fans, thought, yes, the Texans have one. The Texans have one that can compete with anybody at the top, and especially in this conference, you got to have one. And there was great confidence, to hell with everybody that was brought in, but there was great confidence at the start of the season. We watched him go toe-to-toe against Joe Burrow. We got a dude. Like, this year he can go toe-to-toe with Lamar. He can go toe-to-toe with Mahomes, I believe. Hell, there were some of you telling me he was better than Josh Allen, Patrick Creighton, before the season started. Like, there was great belief that you had a dude. You still believe that right now? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Now that this season is over, and now you're going into next season, do you still believe that the Houston Texans have one of those dudes at quarterback right now? Do you still have that same belief like you had last year?
I do. I believe they've got a guy. I believe they've got the dude that they can win a Super Bowl with. I believe they've got a dude that they can be a pass-first football team and win a Super Bowl with. I believe they've got a dude that processes at a high enough level that he can win from the pocket often enough to win a Super Bowl. Yes, I do. I do believe that they got a dude.
Right now. Growing into it. Right now, they've got a dude that can go and compete and play toe-to-toe with these other quarterbacks they have.
I still believe in C.J. Stroud, yes. The only part of C.J. Stroud, I think it's less of a I've flipped on it and more about, hey, we just know a little bit more about the guy. Like, I really question CJ's level of alpha. I really question CJ's level of leadership.
That has shifted from last year?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that it's shifted as much of we've just seen a larger sample size and now we know more. I don't know that anybody was ever walking around going, boy, this guy's just the absolute, alpha. This dude is just the, he's the end-all, be-all. I think it's obvious right now that you've got to, when you make moves this year on the offensive side of the football, whether we're talking about offensive coordinator or we're talking about either guard or whatever you do with Laramie Tunsil, you absolutely have to bring in more guys that are like Joe Mixon and far fewer guys that are like Dalton Schultz and Laramie Tunsil.
I love Joe Mixon.
Even Nico, like you have got to bring in at least one guy, if not two guys, that are absolute alphas. I mean, we'll get in your ass, we'll set the standard, we'll change the game offensively and set the bar offensively on a daily basis. Like, they've got to find that guy. And I only say that to illustrate, like, I just don't think CJ's that guy. I don't think CJ's the hold guys accountable, getting that ass type of guy.
Now you're saying you don't have to be that to be a dude, right?
No, yeah, you don't have to be. Look, I don't.
I don't know if Joe is Burrow. I don't.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right, because I don't know that Drew Brees was. I don't know. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers ever had that. He would do it, but I don't know that he ever had the ability.
Aaron would.
No, he would do it, but I just wonder how much of like the team would actually respond to it.
Yeah.
I played with one. Troy Aikman was a no nonsense, getting that ass. Didn't matter who you were. I mean, you guys are.
Seems like he's continued.
Yeah. He didn't have a problem doing that. I think you look. Brady obviously didn't have a problem doing that. Peyton Manning, I don't think had a problem doing that. Now Peyton also didn't need an offensive coordinator. He was the most cerebral quarterback I've ever seen play the game, and so. That obviously, allowed him to do and say some things and lead from a little different angle. I think that the only question, I still think C.J. Stroud is that dude. I still think C.J. Stroud can win a Super Bowl here in Houston. I still think he's the franchise guy. My only question is more of, from a leadership perspective, what's it, where's his ceiling?
Yeah, that's the part. And I want to get to Tyler because Tyler represents the fans more than anybody that I know at the station. So I do want to get to him, and I'm seeing some people here. Again, last year, right, there was almost 100% belief and confidence that you got one of the dudes.
Yeah, he was a top five quarterback.
Rookie of the year.
Like, there was 100%. Like not
Jaden,
just,
what Jaden Daniels is being talked about right now is what CJ was being talked about last year.
But again, it's like I'm saying, it ain't just like, oh man, we see the growth in it. It's next year. Yeah. We think he can. Hell, Greg Jennings had him as the MVP this year coming into the year. Do you still have that level of confidence that he is one of the dudes? And I'm seeing some people on the text line roll through. Preach, Clint. I don't know, a good quarterback can improve players around them, and he didn't. An average scared quarterback. yes, they have a dude because that dude just learned that he can now run out of the pocket instead of just standing in the pocket. Someone texted in, CJ cries too much to be an alpha. Someone said he's more Phillip Rivers.
Not a popular take, but I think it's a very, very fair.
Before we get to Tyler, I'll give my thoughts. Can I say I have shifted from, yeah, they got a dude too. I think so. I think so. I'm not as confident that they got a dude as I was at the end of last season. Like some of the leadership stuff, yeah, but for me it was some of the, damn, man, I didn't anticipate him falling apart at times with some of the adversity that hit. And I mean, like some of the on-field adversity, like it did to me seem that the protection, which was a problem, a major problem, and hindered him from being able to be completely who he wanted to be. But I was a bit surprised that it seemed to, at times, as the year went on, just knock down his performance to where it affected him even when there weren't protection problems. So I still think he is a guy, and I still think he's a franchise quarterback. It's just, it moved from a feeling of definite to, I think so.